Well, good morning, everyone. We're going to spend a few minutes now just looking at those verses from Jonah 3, this next installment of this gripping and true story. Let me pray that God would help us. Dear Lord God, thank you very much for your powerful word. And we pray now that we would hear your voice. And please respond in trust, in confidence in you, and in obedience to what you are saying to us. In Jesus' name, amen. Has anybody ever watched The Repair Shop on daytime TV? It's one of the most popular ones on at the moment. And if you've never seen it, let me just read to you the strapline so you get an idea of what the show is about. So The Repair Shop is about a team of Britain's most skilled and caring craftspeople who rescue and resurrect items that their owners thought were beyond saving. Together, they transform priceless pieces of family history and bring loved but broken treasures and the memories that they hold back to life. Does that sound like something that you'd be interested in? I mean, if household items aren't your thing, then you could watch DIY SOS or Homes Under the Hammer or Garden Rescue. All of these stories on our screens about things being turned around. Maybe you're more into sport. Well, what better than watching your team 3-0 down at half time, score 4 goals in the second half, the last one in the last minute, and win? What a turnaround. We love turnaround stories, and they're all the more gripping when the turnaround seems impossible. But what about us? What about our own lives? Have you ever felt in desperate need of a turnaround? Or perhaps someone you love, you know, really needs some kind of turnaround. Maybe it's a very general thing. Maybe it's more specific at school or at home or in a relationship. You need things to be turned around. You need to turn things around. Well, as we've been following the story of Jonah so far, we've seen that in many ways it is a story of the impossible turnaround. We've seen it with the sailors. We've seen it with Jonah himself. And today we're seeing it with a whole city of people, the people in Nineveh. The book of Jonah is full of kind of really quite dramatic miracles. But in many ways, these verses that we're looking at now, they're the most dramatic miracle of all, as over 100,000 people have their whole lives turned around by God. You see, as we watch these turnarounds, we are seeing who is doing the turning around, and we see that it's our awesome God, who is a God of the impossible turnarounds, a God who is on a mission to turn people around. And today we are going to see more of him, more of who he is and what he is doing in our world, what his mission is in our world, turning it around. And I think as we read what happens in Nineveh, we are meant to take confidence in God about our own situations, that I am not beyond a turnaround, that my family is not beyond being turned around, that my community, my city, my nation even, is not beyond being turned around by God. We need that confidence, don't we? Confidence not in ourselves, but in him. And we're going to see two things about God, two parts of his mission that I hope will give us great confidence in what he's about in our world. And the first one we see at beginning in verse 10 of chapter 2. Let's see if you can spot it yourself. So if you want to press pause, and if you've got a Bible there, look down at chapter 2 verse 10 up to 3 verse 6. And here's a question to help you. How many times does God speak in these verses. I counted four clear times. So in verse 10, we see the Lord commanding the fish to vomit Jonah onto dry land. That's God speaking. Then at the beginning of chapter 3, the word of the Lord comes to Jonah. And then we hear it in verse 2. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. God's speaking. Jonah obeys. He goes to Nineveh. And in verse 4, we hear Jonah proclaim God's message. 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. We'll come back to that message in a moment. And then in verse 6, Jonah's warning, or literally there, the word, reached the king. God is speaking. God's word. You see, God turns people around by his word. And so I've got here with me a megaphone. And this is my picture of God's word. God turns people around by his word. Let's just have a look then at how he does that and what is going on in Nineveh. In verse 3, we see that Nineveh was a really big city. It took 3 days to go through it. And Jonah began by going a day's journey into it. Now, Nineveh, we've heard already that Nineveh is a really bad city, a really wicked city. People there are not good, are not going to be that welcoming to Jonah. So it seems an impossible task. It's large, huge, and really bad. So how is this city going to be turned around? Surely it's going to need a band of God's prophets. It's going to need some kind of big event to attract people in. What does God do? He sends one feeble prophet with his word. And what happens? Well, Jonah speaks his word. End of verse 4. 40 more days and Nineveh will be overthrown. Now, I don't think we're meant to think that that is the only thing that Jonah said. But it's important to see that that is what is highlighted here. So while Jonah will no doubt have said more and perhaps even told of his own story up to now, he didn't say any less than this. He didn't hold back from the hard truths, telling the people of Nineveh that they have gone wrong, that they are God's right and just judgment is going to come. And they've got 40 days. Not an easy message, but a true one that they needed to hear. God's word is how he turns people around. And it is an amazing turnaround. How did they respond? Verse 5, the Ninevites believed God. And then they show that they believed him by what they did. A fast was proclaimed and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. Then the word reaches the king. And in many ways, as we look at what the king does, we see the heart of how they are responding, the heart of this awesome turnaround. He rose from his throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in the dust. The king has heard God's word, he's believed it, and he's realized that the throne doesn't really belong to him, that he's made an absolute mess of being in charge or wanting to be in charge. Throne belongs to God, takes off his royal robes and covers himself in sackcloth, sits down in the dust. This behavior is, back in those days, was a sign of mourning, of sadness, of being sorry, truly sorry. I think the book that Jonah tells them God's word, and they were sad, sorry, repentant, and regretful. They've been turned around. And in case we maybe think, oh, well, they're just kind of putting on this show of religious ritual, look at what the king urges them to do. Verse 8. Middle of verse 8. Let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. This is a city turning around to God and his ways and turning their back on their sin, being genuinely sorry and sad about their sin. This is a real turnaround, a real impossible turnaround that has happened. So what does this then mean for us? Well, God's word hasn't changed. God's word is still on the move, turning people around. And his message hasn't changed either. This message that God is rightly angry at our sin, at all the ways that we have turned away from him, gone our way, being self-centered rather than God-centered. It's made a mess of the world, and it must be put right. And part of putting it right means just judgment. This turnaround work is work that we all need doing. And it's done as we hear and believe his word. God turns people around by his word. Whether we look like how perhaps the people of Nineveh did on the outside or not, this is work we all need doing. And the turnaround starts with admitting that we need a turnaround. That's what the people of Nineveh are showing as they cover themselves in sackcloth and sit down. Feeling sad at our sin and sorry about it is a sign that God is at work in your life by his word. So hear his word, believe it, and be turned around. And have confidence that that is what God is doing in your life by his word. And have confidence that that is what God can do in the lives of your family, of our community, of our nation, as his word gets out there. You know, when we look around and we don't see this kind of thing happen, it can be despairing and we can be tempted to despair. But I think as we see what's happening, we're meant to take confidence and not despair, but pray. Pray to this God who is on a mission to turn people around. And then get his word out. And get all of it out. Not just the bits that we think people might like to hear. Everyone, we all need to hear the whole truth. Because it's that truth, that word, that will turn us around. And if you're wondering what message God has given you to proclaim, well, just think, what verse have you read in the Bible today? What verse could you text to a friend? Or what sermon have you listened to that you could share a link to? We have his whole word. And if we are reading it, then we have a message to share with our friends and with our family, with our community, with our nation. Let's pray, let's get his word out, and let's have confidence that God turns people around by his word. So that's the first part of God's mission to his world. He turns people around by his word. But there's another part that we see here in Jonah chapter 3, and it's another turnaround, but a very different kind of turnaround. Just have a look with me down at verse 9. So this is the king speaking after he and all his people have been turned around, have turned back to God. He says, who knows? God may yet relent and with compassion turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. They didn't really know what would happen. Will God destroy us as he said he will, as we deserve, or will he turn? Will he turn from his fierce anger and us not perish? Well, we straight away find out what happens in verse 10. When God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he relented and did not bring on them the destruction he had threatened. You see, God turns his anger away out of his love. He turns people around by his word, and he turns his anger away, his right fierce anger away, out of his love. Now, we need to understand that this is a very different kind of turnaround. You see, we need to be turned around because we are so far from perfect, because we are not good. God is perfection. He is holy. He is good. He does not change. And so in turning his anger away, that is actually God staying true to his unchanging character and his unbreakable promises. His promise to have mercy on anyone who will turn back to him. Well, the people of Nineveh, they weren't sure what God was going to do. But we can be sure. We can be completely sure that God will turn his anger away, because we have seen where he turns his anger to. God sent Jonah to the people of Nineveh. Many, many years later, God sent one greater than Jonah to the whole world, his own son, the Lord Jesus. Listen to these words from John's Gospel. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. You see, God turns his anger away and onto his only son out of his love. God's fierce anger and his destruction falls on Jesus. Jesus takes it willingly on the cross. It has to fall somewhere, because God is holy. He is just. Our sin cannot go unpunished. Jesus takes it for us. That is the wonderful news and the amazing truth about God's mission to his world. When we look at the cross and as we see Jesus' death, we see God's love and we see his right anger meet. He takes on himself the punishment that we deserve. And so God turns his anger away out of his love. This is our God. This is our God's mission in the world, to turn people around by his word and to turn his anger away out of his love. Let me read to you my adapted version of the strapline to the repair shop. This is the strapline for God's repair shop. Our holy and loving God rescues and resurrects, turns around people everyone thought were beyond saving by his word. He turns his anger away and onto his own son out of his great love, transforming priceless people and bringing loved but broken girls, boys, women, men back to him, back to life. So we can have confidence, can't we? This is our God. This is what our God is doing. We can have confidence in his work in us as we hear and believe his word. And we can have confidence in his work in the world as his word goes out. Let's pray. Lord God, we praise you and thank you that you are on a mission to turn this world around, to turn people, to turn their lives around and back to you. We thank you for your mercy and your love that we see in these verses. We thank you for your word, your truth that we can hear and that we can share. Please, Lord, we pray for more confidence in what you're doing in our lives, and more confidence in what you can do in the lives of those we know and love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.